I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is that noise? As you stumble through the churchyard, there is a twitch of the curtains. What is that? It is the strike of midnight. 1 o'clock, the witching hour. When the witches rise from their graves and the zombies fly screaming from their caves. Eat some garlic! Maybe in pesto. Delicious, and also wards off the zombies. Wave your cross about a bit. The dead is rising, but not the slow ones like in the George Romero films or The Walking Dead. So frankly, what is the big deal? You know, you could just walk or get in a car and run away. You know, it's the fast, screamy ones like in 28 Days Later and the other one with Brad Pitt and the hot soldier that make you think, oh shit, man, oh no, I'm gay. And then you're not. It turned out to be a woman, so it's okay. Run away! Is this the Mundo Jazz Podcast Halloween Special?
We present Jesse Jackson and the Lightning Thief.
Please give us our lightning back.
And now the news. Justin Bieber has walked off stage in Manchester after asking his fans to stop screaming. Justin, you need to get used to it. That's just what teenage girls do when they're suffering. Angry women have criticized the appointment of Wonder Woman as a goodwill ambassador. A petition asks, is a large-breasted white woman of impossible proportions, scantily clad in a shimmery thigh-bearing bodysuit with an American flag motif and knee-high boots, an appropriate spokeswoman for gender equality in the United Nations? Yes. Members of the public are being asked to help create a record of ritual markings on buildings that were once believed to ward off witches. They can be recognized because they say, "Fuck off, Katie Hopkins." At age 60, Perth Zoo's Puan has become the oldest orangutan in the world that's not running for the president of the USA. A fin whale has been washed up dead on Holcombe Beach in Norfolk. It was dead when it washed ashore, but this hasn't stopped locals calling it Steve and feeding it cherries. The lost city of Atlantis has been found. It was impossible to find up until now because it was in an iPhone menu. Sadiq Khan has been voted Britain's most influential Asian. Next is Conservative MP Priti Patel and her sister's not-so-Priti Patel. And Mingin Patel. NASA has expressed disappointment after the Schiaparelli probe has stopped sending signals to Earth. Scientists believe it may have stopped communicating because it may be my agent. Meanwhile, the head of China's space program has explained why his nation wants to send a rover to Mars. He said because it's a shit British car. It is thought that the widespread collapse of many websites across Europe this week was caused by hackers. The New Zealand government has promised that the Maoris will stop doing them. The best-selling album this week is by composer David Tai, who has released an album for cats. Here is an extract.
Baby, I love you. I'm gonna leave half a bird at your door. Oh, shit, where are my balls?
And now, a tale of chivalry and valor from the history books.
The tale of Sir Gawain and the Sir Philip Green Knight.
Sir Gawain, there is a green knight here to see you. He rode in on a yacht.
I am Sir Philip Green Knight.
Page, bring me my assets.
I can't, sire. He stripped them.
Bring me what's left.
I can't, sire. The whole town has been sacked. Sacked?
He'll pay dearly for this.
Actually, sire, I don't think he will. He hasn't paid any tax.
Come here, Sir Philip Green Knight. You'll get what's coming to you.
And you'll get about 33% of what's coming to you. Sorry, I forgot to pay into the pension fund.
Company attack!
We haven't got a company, sire. He sold it to a bankrupt racing driver for a farthing.
Ah, oh, knackers.
And now, part one of my setting of The Lord of the Rings to music. Part one of The Lord of the Rings suite. Long ago in the Middle Ages, before TV and things, the Dark Lord Sauron gave everybody some magic rings. Some to the mortal men bound to die, and some to the dwarves who are not very high. Three to the elves who are all singing and holy. Elves are sexy, sexy ladies, by the way. They walk around quite slowly. The Dark Lord made a ring that gave him lots of power, and he put a massive eyeball and put it on the tower. The Dark Lord is attacked next to a medium-sized cliff. He is about to destroy the elves and men, but then suddenly, biff! Isildur chopped the ring with the sword that was broken, and he hid it from the elves, who are all blonde and mostly smoking. He say, I got the ring now, check it out, boom. But the elf say, chuck it in a mound, the mound called Doom. Chuck it in a mound, the mound called Doom, say the sexy elf. No, fuck off, he say, I want to keep it for myself. But he ambushed in Sleepy Hollow, and the ring go missing, and he's found by two hobbits who happen to be out fishing. Oh, watch out, poor hobbits, the ring is a betrayer. What are hobbits, you ask? They are like dwarves, but smaller and gayer. Frodo meet a gay wizard coming to the village with some hay. He say, Bilbo, give the ring to Frodo, your nephew who is gay. Then he chuck the ring in the fire before Frodo can quiz him. And he read the black speech, even the name is racism. Because it's bad. You must go to Rivendell, to the home of Elwood. Take your gay gardener with you, they are good at cooking food. And also Mary and Poppins, a gay couple who are nice. We don't know if they married, Tolkien was not precise. But the Black Riders is coming, they very, very bad and all live together in a castle. We don't know if they got ladies or girlfriends there, maybe they just don't want the hassle. To be continued. And now it is time for the Mundo. And now it is time for the famous Mundo Jazz film review. Richard Oliver has been to the cinema for us. Richard, what have you seen this week?
Jack Reacher, Never Go Back.
Two things are going to happen in the next 90 seconds.
Excuse me.
First, that phone over there is going to ring. Second, you're going to be wearing these cuffs on your way to prison.
Well, that is one magnificent prophecy, Mr. Reacher.
It looks like he did go back. Everyone, he did. Looks like he, because he's going to go.
Jack Reacher must uncover the truth behind a major government conspiracy to clear his name. On the run as a fugitive from the law, Reacher uncovers a potential secret from his past that could change his life forever.
This is an adaptation of a book, if I'm right.
Yeah, that's right, from the novels of Lee Child.
Oh, yeah. My kids love the Lee Child books, Charlie and Lola. Little Beyoncé and Clapton, they go mad for them.
Interesting fact, Lee Child gets a cameo as an airport security guard. And he's not sure whether Tom Cruise as Reacher matches his description in the passport, because Reacher's apparently supposed to be tall.
Yeah, and Tom Cruise isn't tall. He's a short guy, like the dwarves. Bean is looking upset because he's short as well.
It follows the film Jack Reacher, the first one, which you were talking about earlier, in 2012.
I saw that. I wasn't so impressed by it. But it did have Werner Herzog as the bad guy in it.
It did, the Zek.
I mean, Zek. one, you got the bad guy called the Zek. And two, is played by Werner Herzog. So, you know, pretty good, eh?
Okay, so who's the director here?
The director is Edward Zwick, and he directed Glory and Legends of the Fall.
Is that a war film, is it? What's Glory?
Glory.
Maybe I haven't seen it. No, I don't think I have.
Glory, you're thinking Paths of Glory, the Stanley Kubrick.
I have no idea what I'm thinking.
No, I have no idea. No. That is apparent from your face, Simon.
Cinematography was Oliver Wood.
Oh, yeah.
He was famous for all the Bourne films.
No, those were good. Yeah, there's the cinematography. Anybody Bourne films? Bourne Identity? Bourne? Yeah, Martin is a bit iffy on them. Meh. No? Yeah. He's a meh.
Yeah. Screenplay was Richard Wenk.
Our favourite.
Our favourite from last week.
Had him before on this podcast.
Yep. Edward Zwick.
Because he sounds like Wank.
Dickie Wank. Edward Zwick was also in charge of the screenplay, as well as Marshall Herskowitz, who was on The Last Samurai.
Oh, yeah, that was meh. Anyone, Last Samurai?
Another Tom Cruise, though, wasn't
yeah, it? Yeah, another Samurai. Tom Cruise, yeah.
And Tom Cruise also stars in this, along with Kobe Smulders from The Avengers.
Sequel to The Last Samurai?
Yeah. No, thank you. Yeah, the second.
He was a really good samurai, it's called. Kobe Smulders in The Avengers. Yeah, she smulders all right, I'm telling you. She, whatever smoldering is, she's doing it. Anything else?
The music, Henry Jackman.
Oh, Henry Jackman, fantastic. Yeah. Wolverine.
He was
he's
good.
Crazy, he is. Wild Australian guy from New Zealand. Just with the claws. He kick ass. Grumpy, but nice. The best of the mutants.
No, this was Henry Jackman.
Oh, okay.
And he was responsible for the music on Captain America Civil War.
Oh, yeah.
Man in the High Castle. Big Hero 6. Captain Phillips, kick ass. Monsters versus Aliens.
One of the audience members was saying, we got the gasp from Big Hero 6. Good film, yeah, that is a good film, man. That is a class.
Production design was Clay A. Smith, Clay A. Griffith, rather, who did Seven. It was filmed exclusively in New Orleans. Exclusively in New Orleans.
Probably they couldn't afford the budget to go anywhere, you know, exciting like, you know, Winsford or somewhere, you know, Cheshire.
And it was also the fourth time that Tom Cruise had played the character of Jack.
Yeah?
Yep.
Jack.
Legend in 1985, Oblivion in 2013, and Jack Reacher in 2012.
Oh, yeah, man.
So lots of Jacks there for
I like Oblivion is one of my favourite films because Tom Cruise is living with a woman who's basically a secretary, and she has PMT and goes crazy and tries to kill him, and then he goes out and has lots of fights, and he has another girlfriend who just kind of stands around and watch him doing a fight. So it's a kind of really progressive film. That was irony. Anyway, there are probably no questions from the audience now, so we just maybe move on to the review, unless anyone got any questions.
What was the running time?
The run time was an hour and 58 minutes, which is 118 minutes.
And what sound mix do they use?
Dolby Digital and Dolby Atmos. Okay,
colour?
It was colour.
Oh, good. And what about the aspect ratio?
235.1.
But what about the cameras? Do you know what they are?
Yeah, they were a Panavision Panaflex Millennium XL2 and with Panavision Primo lenses.
What laboratory do they use to process it all in?
Company 3, Digital Intermediate.
What was the negative format?
35 millimeter Kodak. 35 millimeter Kodak.
How did they go about the cinematographic process?
That was Digital Intermediate 2K Master format and a Super 35 3 perf source format.
Okay, and what was the printed film format?
D Cinema.
Okay, thanks, Rich. Okay, so let's get to the review. What did you think of the film?
Shit.
And now, friends, the epic tale continues. The greatest novel of all time? Possibly. The greatest film of all time? It will be. Friends, it is Skeg Beasley, read by the magnificent Richard Oliver.
Skeg Beasley and the President Help. The president is desperate. Now the gangsters is taking over Manhattan. The president gets his top police chief into the White House. He say to his secretary, who is called Julie. Julie! He say in a presidential voice, all posh, but you know he mean business. What, president? She say. The situation is desperate. I don't know nothing, as I am just a secretary, she reply. Because she is a sass, and she got long legs all covering stockings and black lace. I know, baby, I am the president. I didn't get here where I am without not knowing this things. Never mind all your foxy long legs all covering stockings and black lace. We have a situation. Get me, Skig Beasley.
Oh, my goodness,
say Julie, because a long time she want to have sex with Beasley, like a lot of women.
I call him right away, President.
But before she can call him, there is a slight smash in the windows, and in swing Beasley on a ninja rope. Who is, shout the security guards, with Uzi 9mm shooting at Skig. But Skig too fast. He do a chop, and bam! The guards all is dead. Beasley, shout the president. What the fack is going on? President, I knew you was in trouble. This why I come. I'll be back. I am back. Then bam! The president and Julie is a surprise. What is this coming out of Skig back? His wings. He got a special hang glider from the old guy in James Bond. Unless he pass away. Likely. And he glide out of the window over Manhattan. And first he say goodbye to the president and Julie. Then he glide into some trees. The gangsters is see. Holy shit! They are really crapping the pants because they think is a bat. So then the chief gangster, his name Al Capone, get all the gangsters in a dinner and hit one with a baseball bat so he don't seem a poof. But then he say we've got to give up because Skip Beasley got wings. Or maybe not Skip Beasley. Maybe he's a real big bat monster going to eat us. So the gangsters is gone from Manhattan and the president is safe.
How can we thank you?
Say Julie. A shag, say Skig. And everybody laugh. Hey, you guys, stop kidding around, say the president to his security guards. And they get up because they not dead. They just pretend. And they slap Skig on the back because they respect him. One of them die later, though, of a mysterious toe disease, sadly.
Please join us for the next podcast at the Red Lion in Winsford, Cheshire at 8 p.m. next Tuesday, November the 8th, election night. So please join us for our Eve of the Apocalypse special. Good night!
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.